every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. If you've missed any of this, and honestly, even if you've heard every one, please go to KurtOwen.com. Our partners have made it possible for us to offer these messages to you absolutely free. And so please go there and listen to these things over and over again, because like we said last time, you just like Paul, you need to be persuaded about the love of God. You need to be persuaded and convinced that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Now, we're going to start to get in today about, and this is something that's kind of a key, and I want you to apply this in your Bible study. And honestly, I want you to apply this when you go back and listen to the broadcasts, even the ones that are earlier than this. And the secret to this is in Galatians 2. And we're going to be in verse 20. In Galatians 2 and in verse 20, it says, sorry, I was looking in the wrong place. Here it is. In verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Here's the thing. What did Paul do? Paul made the love of God personal. I was crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. But notice what he says when he gets to the end. Who loved me and gave himself for me. You know what? I am so grateful that John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. But I'm extremely grateful, beyond grateful, that the truth of the matter is that scripture actually says, for God so loved me. I'm in the world. I'm a member of the world. But you need to personalize this. See, here's the thing. You know, for years, even in being in ministry, I would teach about the love of God. And I would teach it, quite frankly, as a concept. And I would try to convince you about the love of God, mostly to get you saved. But the truth of the matter is I did not believe the love of God for myself. I had trouble receiving healing because, honestly, I thought I deserved to be sick. I had hurt people. I had done many wrong things. I had sinned. And, I mean, I had victimized people. And so when I needed help, I always had this thought, well, maybe I deserve this. Maybe this is just what I deserve. Or I didn't deserve help because, you know, I hadn't done everything right. And one of the reasons for that is I could be extremely bold about all these love scriptures in the Bible. And listen, I'm going to give you some scriptures here shortly that are not today probably, but that are going to just start messing with you. And I need for you to do what Paul did. I need for you to make the love of God personal. So that when we read these verses, and we read verses like, for God so loved the world, take the world out of it and put you. For God so loved me. You need to get down to this exactly where Paul was at. Who loved me and gave himself for me. People say, well, yeah, but, you know, I don't want to change the word. You're not changing the word. If he's talking to an us, if he's talking to the world, if he's talking to the body of Christ, he's talking to you. Paul here took a verse like John 3:16 and made it personal. Yes, he died for the world. Yes, he gave himself for all of mankind's sins. But Paul is saying, more importantly, I'm realizing it was for me. This is personal with God. He loves you. And here, let me, I'm not sure I've touched on this yet, but I want to touch on it right now. Hold you, you can hold your place there, but go with me to Ephesians. And he says this, and we're going to be in verse 4. Ephesians 2 and in verse 4, okay? It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, and you can find out what the but God is there for. We can go back to verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in your trespasses and sins. By the way, sometimes people try to say like 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. Well, that you were healed of your sin. You weren't sick in sin. You were dead in sin. You can't get healed from sin. You get healed from sickness and disease. You get raised from the dead. He says, in which we once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by the nature of the children of wrath just as others. In other words, you were a knucklehead. You had that you everybody done everything wrong, you know, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's specifically pointing that out. But it says this, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, made us alive together. By grace you have been saved. Now, I want you to see something here. I like teaching about the mercy of God. I like talking about the mercy of God. I like realizing that God is merciful. I like realizing I can go before the throne of grace and receive mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I love that. I have to be honest. It blesses me. I mean, it turns my crank. But I want you to understand something here. God, and a lot of times people, when we talk about mercy and we talk about salvation, we talk about Jesus coming, we say, well, God in his mercy sent Jesus. Well, I would agree with that to a point, but I also need you to understand that God did not save you because he is merciful. Notice what it says here again. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of what? His great love with which he loves us. Now, what have we said? You got to personalize it. Because of his great love with which he loved you. God did not save you because he was merciful. Here's the thing about mercy. Mercy can be a very impersonal trait. That love is not, or that mercy is impersonal. Have you ever been merciful to somebody in traffic? You know, they sped up along and they don't deserve to get in front of you. They might have done some things wrong, but you're merciful to them, so you let them in front of you. What about a server at a restaurant that it was lousy service, right? But rather than concentrating on what they've done wrong, you went ahead, you know, and blessed them anyway because you were merciful. You know, you can be merciful to people you don't even know just because you are mercy motivated. Because it's just, mercy can be extremely impersonal. But he says, and so he says, it is true. God is rich in mercy. It is absolutely true. It is absolutely true that God is mercy driven. It is absolutely, that just in and of itself is a different picture than most people. All this stuff about God's going to judge you for that. Yeah, but God who is rich in mercy. But he tells you this, God did not save you because he was merciful to you. You know, a lot of times you can be merciful to somebody because you feel sorry for them. You ever been merciful because you felt sorry for them? Yeah, I have. I'm sure you have. I've had people be merciful to me because they felt sorry for me. But why did God save you? Because he was merciful? No. It's true, he's merciful. But mercy's impersonal. And what's Paul saying here? I want you to know that God saved you for a very personal reason. He saved you because he was in love with you. And not just a little bit, but greatly in love with you. But God, who is rich in mercy, that's true. but because of his great love with which he loved you. He loves you. Make it personal, just like Paul did. Jesus, who died for me, gave him, who loved me and gave himself for me. He made it personal. Think about, look at what Paul was able to accomplish by realizing how much God loved him. Think about how this will change your life and your walk of faith. Yeah, but you just don't understand. I don't have anything to offer. That's funny because the next verse says, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins. You know, a dead person has the least amount to offer anybody. I don't know if you realize this, but if they're dead, they're not going to be helping you move. If they're dead, they're not going to be helping you spread the word. If they're dead, they're not going to be help glorifying you. No. He says, when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, when you had absolutely nothing to offer, he loved you. He wasn't looking for you to earn his love. He wasn't trying to get you to purchase his love for through your acts. He loved you. God didn't just feel sorry for you and saved you. He looked at you. He knew you. He loved you. This is a personal thing with him. You need to make it a personal thing with you. You need to be exactly like the Apostle Paul did over here in Galatians 2:20, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, as we read these other scriptures and we get into these things, please don't just take them as like we're reading a textbook. This is the love of God to you. When you read, again, 1 John 3:16, for God so loved the world, take the world out of it and say, for God so loved me that he gave Jesus, that if I would believe in Jesus. You need to make this personal. Change these scriptures around that are referring to the body of Christ to the world and say, I'm part of that. He's talking to me. Because when you just make it a concept, when you just make it, well, it's just for everybody, you're losing the power in your own life. Because what you're doing is you're trying to skate around the fact you don't truly believe the love of God for yourself. And the only way you can be persuaded about the love of God is to make this love personal, because it is personal. Because God is in love with you, and that's why he saved you. Because he wanted you. He wanted you as a part of his family. We love you very much. Stay tuned for these important announcements.
Attention, faithful men of God. Mark your calendars and get prepared. This October 10th, 11th, and 12th, Kurt Owen Ministries will be hosting the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's advance will be taking place at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain. These powerful, faith-filled 3 days in October will include anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, along with Pastor Patrick Hodeling. These meetings will remind us that God's word in our mouths is just as powerful as God's word in his mouth. It really is. You owe it to yourself to get these messages down inside of you, so that when you speak to any mountain in your life, that mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this faith advance. So, save the dates and keep listening. Registration will be opening soon. You do not want to miss this tremendously powerful weekend. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western